Let's have some fun, Rock everybody. Talk Radio.
Said we would.
Gonna have some fun. Is that it?
I guess so. All right. Welcome to the visitor section. It's your host, Ding Dong Bing Bong. Mike Irwin.
Have you been watching Rick and Morty, Josh?
I don't know. Yes, I have.
Yeah, I recommend everyone watch all of it.
Hey, if this is your first time listening, thanks. If it's not your first time, thanks.
If it's your last time, well, it's not fair because yesterday was your birthday, Josh. It was your birthday.
No, I don't have birthdays anymore.
That's while that may be true.
You have a countdown to death. That's what it is.
You know, it's funny.
I think my little girl is scared of me getting older. It's really sad, actually. She doesn't want me to get older. I kind of feel for her. I think she's more worried than I am. You know, you spend your whole life worrying about getting older, and then you're like, fuck no, I don't want to get older anymore. Just
yeah.
Stay right here.
It's funny.
16 years old.
my daughter, she's 6 now, and she has talked a lot about being the first woman on Mars. I don't know where she got in her mind, but that's what she's decided
she's
to do.
She's going to hang out with Matthew McConaughey.
I thought about taking her to that. Just to, you know, push her in the right direction.
Maybe even some Man Game and Martian. There's that movie Martians coming out.
I told her, yeah, you should do that, you know. And she's like, well, I'd also like to go to Pluto. And I was like, well, you should get on that because by the time you got back, your daddy would be dead.
she got a little panicked. She got a little upset. I don't think she could actually get to Pluto.
Well, I don't know. Dream. I saw this movie with Matthew McConaughey that just made it seem like space travel so easy.
Maybe we should ask Ed Hockley if we're too young for this. I like how the NFL is going to investigate. I don't know. What the fuck? Who cares? This is stupid. Every time, everything's like over-examined. But anyway, I don't know exactly what happened.
I assume that Cam Newton made a face.
And I bet then, he smiled. I bet he smiled while doing it.
And Ed Hockley was like, shut up. And then Cam Newton was like, but I'm Cam Newton. And it was, you know, it went from there. I assume that's exactly how it happened.
Just so you know, Jerry Jones does not think Cam Newton can throw the ball as good as Whedon. But well, Whedon doesn't throw better than Aikman. Jesus, what is that?
The thing about Whedon is he's a pure pocket passer, Josh.
He's a pure pocket passer?
Mm-hmm.
I believe it. Last night, the pure pocket passer, Aaron Rodgers just makes things look so easy. I don't even know why he plays the game of football. He should go into something else, something a little bit more challenging for him. Really sad to watch another team just get dismantled. Too easy. Too easy, Mike. Aaron Rodgers is just playing with children.
I have wanted to do that. Oh, that sounds awful. Let's try that again. I have wanted to play
a game of, you know, football
against,
with children.
Like, you know, like,
Jesus, man.
I know, it's awful. Just had a moment. So, like, say, for instance, if you had an opportunity to play tackle football with, like, 14-year-olds, would you do that? Like, wouldn't it be awesome just to dominate, to, like,
dominate them? That's what it is right now.
Yeah.
That's what's happening with Aaron Rodgers.
So, Aaron Rodgers has stepped up his game, is what you're telling me?
Yep. It's all him, man. Can't stop him.
I feel like 15 minutes before the game, I was reading an article on ESPN about how the way Aaron Rodgers plays the game with his second reads and his, I don't know. They were basically trying to say, hey, maybe he's not that good. Maybe he's not that good. So,
yeah, so
I,
you're saying like an Andrew Luck situation. Because right now, apparently, Andrew Luck is the worst quarterback in the league. And the Colts miraculously won, but they're still the worst team in the league, believe it or not.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. You know, if maybe we could trade Geno Smith.
Speaking of, so the Jets go out and lose to the shit, you know, the Eagles, which congratulations to the Eagles. They won their first game. And the question remains, will Geno start sometime in the near future? Mike, you got people on this. You got people on top of that.
Well, much like your birthday party.
I'm still hungover, apparently.
Yeah, the problem was that Brian...
And I didn't even drink a dime of alcohol.
That's the beauty of Sudafed, right?
Yeah.
And that was what Brian pitched me, and I said, man, I think just when you break it down, Sudafed, it just costs more than alcohol. But he swore by it, and I said, yeah. All right, man, you treat Josh right. You take him out.
Sudafed and NyQuil.
You treat him good. And I gave him $14, and, you know, day after your birthday, you're still feeling it.
Mm.
I feel like you're going to feel it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So... he also was able to make some calls because, as you know, Brian has sources.
Yeah.
He thinks, and I agree with him, that if Geno Smith was to come back to the Jets, that would be the worst thing possible. I'm not on board with it. The difference between Geno Smith and this man Fitzpatrick, who I don't like your beard, sir. It's gross.
I don't like Fitzpatrick.
I feel like there's animals that live in your
beard. There's some interceptions, that's for sure.
You know, but for the most part...
Didn't have Chris Ivory, and they only lost by 7.
He doesn't look like he's making as many bad decisions. It's like he'll look at the field, and he'll say, hey, I could do something real stupid here, but I think I'll just fall down or throw this out of bounds. And it's not exciting football by any means, but maybe that's a good thing, because the way that Geno Smith played exciting football, it made me angry, and I turned the TV off. So at least with Fitzpatrick, I'm like, all right, well, that was boring, but it wasn't stupid. So
I'm not stupid. Don't call me that.
Are you telling me, Josh, that you want some more stupid football?
I just want to see so we can put it to bed. I don't want, you know, I don't want this to go out like he broke his jaw and it's like, what could have been, you know, and all this shit. I don't want to.
There's not going to be any Geno Smith revisionist history going on where people...
You never know, man.
Oh, if Geno was in there, man, we would have won 3 games in a row. Like, no, it just... No. If you're doing that math at home...
It's got a lot of math to do.
Just walk away, man. Find a new team.
I've got lots of math to be, Dad. I'm telling you, man.
Oh,
it's good shit. So, you think Geno... No Geno. No genome. He's not a genome soldier.
Genome soldier?
No.
I thought I told you. I think that if Geno Smith gets in...
He played us like a goddamn fiddle, man.
It's that the season is over. They've decided to go ahead and use soccer rules. The Jets have been relegated. They'll be playing SMU. Yeah, they're going to be playing SMU at some point. It's just there's no point to Geno Smith coming back. I don't need to see him. I've seen it. No,
we've seen it. I think you and I are in agreement, but everyone else probably not. One person that's picking up the offense is Matt Castle. Like, that's going to change anything. Where do they find this news? Just make shit up. The Texans won, Mike. I know you're around there. I know you got people. You got lots of people down there that love the Texans. I've still not figured out why. But there's Ryan Mallett having some success. What do you think about that?
I think really right now, I mean, the win's great, right? Like, I think people – but it really took a back seat this week because there's been drama in Texas kicker town.
What?
Now that they've gone ahead and waived Randy Bullock, which – Every Texans
wasn't
fan,
he the fat guy?
Yeah, every Texans fan I've ever talked to is like, man, I hate that guy. So,
but they loved him though. Hold on now, they like fucking really love that dude.
All right, they love the idea that this guy can kick like a 67-yard field goal
once,
but they really hate how he misses everything inside of 40. Like, you know, it's hard. You need
points. He can kick that 160-yarder sometime.
Well, since in the NFL, they've gone to a rule where 60-yard field goals are worth 142 points.
Mm.
I mean, it doesn't hurt to take a flyer on a kicker like Randy Bullock. But, no, I think at this point, I've heard enough about this kicker for the last 3 years. I think maybe they've watched some University of Texas game these past 2 weeks.
Oh, man, Texas.
And they just said, you know what? Not here. Not now.
I like how Texas proves us right all the time. It's good shit. I'm telling you, man, there's something weird going on down there.
With their kickers?
With your team. Not you, but...
Me personally, yeah. With a team that resides in the town that I live in.
Austin, yeah. The Austin Cowboys.
Oh, man.
Longhorns.
I think, you know, as two kids from Oklahoma... I don't want to say I cared about this week. I went ahead and visited the tailgate as part of my visitor section duty.
Oof.
And I chose not to wear my Idaho stuff because it was a little too close to...
I'm thinking Idaho might have a chance against Texas.
Only if we played their kickers. We're still running 10 linebackers at every position. So
that could possibly happen. You guys are bad, though. Idaho is terrible.
No. We came back. We had a comeback from behind Wofford win. Mm. Anytime you're down to Wofford and have to come down in the fourth quarter to turn it around.
You know, the Jets, I know I'm switching gears all over the place.
No, it's fine. It's your birthday.
Yeah. The Jets are playing the Dolphins, too. I thought the Dolphins were going to be something, like have some self-respect and go out there and play the game of football. They have their ass stomped against the Bills. It makes me question this team. Were we wrong? I mean, is this like one of those preseason jerk sessions or what? What's wrong with the Dolphins?
I think the Dolphins are who we thought they were, Josh.
Yeah, I have a feeling like that we should have checked ourselves when we wrecked ourselves on that one.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of a Ryan Tannehill.
You're not?
Piloted ship, like any means. And I think that you hit on this a little bit in the offseason was when people were talking about getting Ndamukong Suh. That things would get better, that somehow this one guy would make this entire team better. And I don't think that's happened. I think they're still giving up a ton of yards on defense. And are the Bills good, I think, is the better question.
They got, like, one of those weird things where they look fucking awesome in uniform, don't they? They're like what the guys, what is that called, where they come off the bus and you're all scared and intimidated. And you get out there and they're, like, a bunch of scrapers or something. They don't really do much.
Yeah, I'm not sure what to think about a Rex Ryan Bills team, but they've clearly played better than just about anyone else in the division, especially that team we won't talk about.
The Patriots.
Yeah, I saw them co-star in an episode of the...
Did you know it's the Tom Brady revenge story, and we're just all living in it, man?
I'm pretending like it's not even happening.
I'm telling you, it's strange.
How many teams are in the league, Josh?
32.
That's not true. There's only 31.
Oh, why is that?
It's only 31 this year. Only 31 I'm covering.
There's only one that we care about.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the 31.
My God.
So you didn't do anything special for your birthday other than Brian's Sudafed cocktails?
I actually went to Dallas. That was fun. That was good. Nothing like talking birthday about watching JFK die 1,000 times. That's pretty cool.
You know, I thought it was weird when he said he was going to take you there.
This is true. I thought, what better way to celebrate a birthday than death?
God. Just remembering where you are in the world.
Small, tiny world.
Mm-hmm. You're not a special snowflake no more, Josh.
Any moment, some guy can just sit from the 6-story window, his gun out, kill everything.
Yep. That's how it is.
Yeah.
That's the kind of world I try to prepare my daughter for.
I'm going to tell you right now, you know, Kayla went. And I don't think... what's cool about it's actually cool about that place is it's not really They don't really show, you know, like him getting blown away or something.
No, no, it's
just they wide it out. They
check out these boxes, see all the great things that were accomplished pre, post, and during. Oh yeah, and this thing happened here. That's why you're here. Like they really don't touch on it too much.
They don't. They have like a bunch of. They're like, here's a bunch of theories. May or may not be true, but hey, it's pretty funny actually.
But happy birthday, Josh!
Happy birthday!
As you can tell from the banner on the ceiling that they hung.
I did go to the science thing down there. That was fun. That was good. My daughter ran against Jamal Charles. I thought that was cool.
Like literally,
it was like a videotape. So you like run next to him. They have like.
How'd she do?
What do you think? Well, the other kids were like jumping the gun. I'd point that out to them. Hey, you went before go, so you lose.
You lose automatically.
You lose. And they didn't really like me too much pointing that out, that they are not doing it correctly.
See, now that you've said these things, I feel like I have to step up my birthday game, which is this Saturday.
Yeah, at least yours is on a Saturday. Mine was on a freaking Monday. So
it doesn't matter if it's on a Saturday if nobody wants to do anything for you.
Oh yeah, so you got the dad thing going.
Yeah, I've got dad single dad.
Adult going. Birthday parties are the worst.
Well, last year my daughter was able to guilt my dad into buying me a cupcake cake. Which basically meant there were like 50 cupcakes left over.
I kind of like those cakes, though. I did see a picture of that. I had cheesecake because that's the best kind of cake to have.
Well, my daughter's gone no cake since then. She's decided that there's no cake in her life that's worth her having unless it comes with ice cream. And I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. She argues stuff with me. I don't understand. I just give up. She's already mastering that great skill that will come in handy as she gets older and starts dating boys and stuff. But the issue being, I asked her last night, it's like, hey, is there anything? I don't know why I'm asking her. It's my birthday.
Yeah.
But I say, hey, is there anything you want to do for my birthday? And she goes, you know what? Just think of something you want to do. Just something that you want to do, and I'll do that. She's like, you want to watch the Jets? I was like, baby, they're not. It's Saturday. She's like, well, I don't know then. I don't know. Like,
I don't know. What
she's, she's just like, your birthday is going to suck, is what she's telling me. I said, what about the Vandals? You want to watch the Vandals game? And she sort of looked at me and she goes, you know, I guess we could do that.
Why would you? Why would? That's what she's thinking. She's like, why would we do a thing like that?
Why do that to yourself, Daddy? Well, you know what?
It's your birthday. You want to have a bad time? That's on you.
Yeah. That's on you, my friend. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Lots of things like that. I think that's funny. Kind of like a nutshell of the NFL. it's one big adult birthday party.
It's a 33-year-old sitting around.
Let's have some stupid little things like, are the Cardinals for real? Who went 7-0 last year and missed the playoffs? That's right, the Cardinals did. Yeah.
Just that was a fluke.
And then they're like, well, you know, we lost Carson Palmer. I'm like, yeah. You know, I want to sit here and say maybe that the Dolphins are just waiting for the right time to peak. And so are the Seahawks, who got their shit together and went out there and beat a team that's totally beatable. Kind of worry about them still. They beat a team they're supposed to beat. They haven't beat a team that's worth a shit yet.
Do you ever worry about A.C. Slater and how his face is the same as it was in 1993?
Never thought about that, Mike. I never have thought about that one yet.
Because if you put Mario Lopez...
If you sat in a hotel with him... Like, he's on this E! Extra where you rent the movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
You rent the movie. Like, he just talks about the movies. It's weird. I don't believe anything he says about what his favorite movies were and stuff like that. Anyway.
I feel like if you stick Mario Lopez next to Tiffany Amber Thiessen, there's one of them who has not aged in this.
This is the Tom Cruise What was it? What was their co-star in Top Gun? McGinnis. What the hell's her name? Oh, fuck it. Who cares? The woman from Taco Bell. The woman from...
There's like at least 50 of them.
The woman from Top Gun. Top Gun should rename her to Taco Bell. That would be better.
Visitor section tonight is not brought to you by Taco Bell.
Taco Gun. Taco Gun. The new place to eat.
Home of the Taco Whopper.
Oh. Yes, we still put mayonnaise and ketchup in this taco.
Oh.
That is so terrible.
Have you? You were blessed with a place that has. You have Jack in the Box there, right?
Now,
have you had a Munchie meal?
No, I don't like Jack in the Box.
Oh, that's unfortunate because they
really isn't.
I'm not even sure what it is. They recently released a new Munchie meal. I've yet to have one. I've had several.
Is that what they call it?
It's like what's after 8 o'clock. It's basically, you know, when you're at the bar.
Taco Bell's fourth meal is what you're saying.
It's worse than that somehow. It's
ooh.
If you were to go to the bar and you were like, I want to get a shot for my jerk ass friend over there, get him some bar swill, and they take that little thing and they pick it up and they pour it in a shot glass and they give it to him.
Mm.
Like, you know, all the crap that's just been caught after the hard night of drinking. You can do that. I don't
encourage.
It's the same idea. It's basically like, you know, basically how KFC runs their business every single minute of every single day, where it's like, I have two curly fries, half a taco, a piece of chicken, and some nacho cheese. There you go. Here's the meal. Like, you know, when you go to KFC and you order chicken, they have to ask you, are you comfortable with having like three things of corn because we don't have any more mashed potatoes? Or, hey, how about extra crispy because we ran out of original recipe 4 hours ago. And we're not going to make any more because, God forbid, we're a chicken restaurant. It's the same idea.
You know the one off of Lee there is really bad. Sorry, nobody knows this is bad radio, but I just want to point out that any combination restaurant of Taco Hell and KFC, you're just going to hate life. You really are.
I feel like... I want a Munchie meal very much.
So you're all about this Munchie meal.
Okay, so I'm trying to find something
hilarious.
Spicy nacho chicken.
It's gross.
As I understand it, is a spicy crispy chicken topped with onion rings, all covered in nacho cheese and jalapenos.
My ass is like begging you to stop talking about it.
Now that's served on sourdough bread. None of that white bread now. And served
with none of this shit.
Two regular tacos, halvesies, and a small drink.
Oh man! So you're splitting this with your daughter?
Nope, this is mine.
No. Oh.
Because the trick is you can't get these things until after 9 o'clock.
Oh, watch out now.
As I turn older and older, day by day, it becomes harder and harder to stay up that late. So,
yes, it's true.
If you're a fan of the show and
you're doing something that has no meaning to it, yes, you can stay up that late.
I just want one. And I don't want it to be my birthday meal, per se.
Yeah.
But I might stick a candle in it and call it good. It looks pretty majestic.
That sounds good to me.
Let's not get older next year.
Yeah, Kayla's fine with that. I want nobody getting older.
What's her big hang-up about you being old now?
I'm going to die. That's basically what it boils down to. It. The older you get, the more you're going to die.
The more you're going to die?
The closer you get to dying. She cares about her dad.
Nutrition info. No, I... Woo, that's a hefty sandwich.
Yeah, see, so when you think about eating that sandwich, your daughter thinking about you dying, that's not good, man.
What if I share it with her?
I guess it don't matter then.
Yeah, she won't mind then.
That's no.
Amazing looking. I don't know. I've approached it differently. I just reassure her anytime she feels bad about this stuff that everything dies. And then she tries to blow my brain with science facts like, well, rocks don't die. and I try to say, well, you know, technically rocks aren't alive, but we'll move past that point and say that, you know, over time,
rocks down. Rocks are dead.
I should just tell her they're already dead.
Rocks always live, man. Trees live forever, too.
Is she specifically worried about dying?
No, me.
Just you.
Not her. Me.
I remember sitting in a bathtub as like an 8-year-old and coming to the realization, a panicked one, I might add.
Yeah, I think every kid has those panicked ones.
That I was going to die.
Oh, you know, like, you were going to die, not like your grandma or...
Nope, this guy right here.
Just you.
Yep.
Selfish.
I know, I'm always... It's all about me. It's
okay.
It's how I make my living.
I wonder when Wes Welker's going to die.
Not as long as people let him come on their football team and work out.
Well, the Giants, that seems like a match made in hell. They're working them out.
Making them run around.
Trying to figure out what to do exactly with a guy that has to wear a special helmet just to play the game of football.
Yeah, people ask me occasionally why he's playing football. Why would you say he's not playing football, Josh?
Because he's going to die out there. I think people are afraid to give someone like that. So, you know what I mean? Like, why would you?
They give Peyton Manning money.
Yeah, but I think they're like, it's okay. He's well past that, well past that part where, you know, you don't need to.
Are you saying that his life doesn't have meaning after football?
Well, he's got those terrible commercials going on, but yeah, I mean, he's already made his dough. So people are okay with that cow getting shot out in that pasture, you know, eating it. Whereas Wes Welker's kind of like, he's too young.
No, he's not.
Mr. Football.
It's much like Fear the Walking Dead.
He is from Oklahoma, just so you know that.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's got a restaurant. I haven't eaten there.
It's called Molly's.
I don't know what it's called exactly. Sounds like something he would do. Molly's.
Come to Molly's. I'm Wes Welker in Jet, Oklahoma.
Yeah. Welcome to meth.
Home of the salt crystal.
We've got Pop Rocks, propane. Lots of Sudafed, apparently.
Molly. Anyway.
Yep. So if we were to we're heading into the first quarter of the NFL season. Next week would be the end of it. Lots of interesting things, lots of teams. So you could say who's the best. You could see like how injuries really tore apart teams. Like I don't know, Dallas being one. So where you at? Who's your favorite? Who's your dark horse? Who's your favorite?
So, Josh, I had this thing I was going to tell you, and then they played the game, and that turned out not to be true.
Turned out to be grab.
I was going to come out here in week two and tell you, or after week two, tell you that the Redskins, the team that shall not be named,
the Shitskins,
looked like they were going to win the Super Bowl.
And then they lost.
And
the Giants.
Yeah, then they looked terrible, and I said, well, glad I didn't go on record with that one.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't either, because that would have been embarrassing.
Maybe they should still be my NFC pick. Because the NFC never wins, right? So we can just go with that.
You could.
I don't know. I think you have a Cowboys team that was...
I mean, I'm not saying that they would have won anything. I'm just saying they were better than nothing.
Yeah, everybody's just holding their breath on the Seahawks. I'm just pretty sure they're about to dominate the league. And then there's a bunch of people who were talking about the 2007 Patriots aren't even as good as the 2015 Patriots now that Tom Brady's all pissed off. Like, great.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I do not want to see that Super Bowl. So I'll take Super Bowl B, I guess. What do you think? Redskins and...
The Shitskins and the...
Cleveland Brown? No. Oh. Tip of the tongue. Baltimore Raiders.
Raiders.
Mm.
I like the Raiders, though.
Mm.
No, I think this is where Cincinnati makes it up, makes it through.
No.
Yeah.
You don't believe in Andy Dalton?
I kind of do.
My girlfriend is on this diet, and
okay,
it's related. It's okay. Related. I really
the
want
Andy Dalton diet.
I really want this Jack in the Box munchy meal.
Okay,
but I can't bring. Do you think that 48 grams of protein is
good.
A fair trade-off for 1,530 calories?
Yeah. Gotta get all the protein. More protein, the better.
I mean, that's like almost two whole cans of tuna's worth of protein.
God, man, tuna's terrible.
You just gotta eat in moderation.
God, I just think about how shitty tuna is.
So bringing that back to football.
We're really hitting it home tonight on this show.
Nah, people like it. It's fine.
Okay.
The trade-off being, if I root for the Redskins and their 48 grams of protein.
What about the Chiefs' protein grams?
I don't know how many grams of protein are in the Chiefs.
Mm.
I want to say, well, we got other... Got some other ones we can look at. There's a chicken tater melt munchy meal.
These are awful, man.
Okay, well, unfortunately, the Chiefs only have 44 grams of protein and a lot more calories. I can't buy that, Josh. I can't buy it.
I can't buy anything. That's
and just
so
because
terrible.
Just because the Chiefs come in on a pretzel roll doesn't mean I'm down for it.
15 Big Macs all on a pretzel bun.
Because at the end of the day, you still have Alex Smith in that mix. I can't get on board.
Wow.
Can't do it. And I'm sitting... No, Josh, I'm also going to go on the record about this, because I know you're passionate about this specific thing.
Mm-hmm.
Tight ends.
Okay.
Can you tell them to shut the fuck up?
Tight ends.
Just, you're not a wide receiver.
There was that time, remember like a couple years ago when we were like, what, tight ends are going to revolutionize the game, man.
God.
Yeah, they didn't really do much.
They're tweeners is what they become.
Yeah, they're really bad at blocking. That's for sure.
Yeah,
so
I
might as well just send them out.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I only run the seam. That's all I do.
I only run the seam. And I might do a little... An out, maybe.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, I was watching Jimmy Graham with the Seahawks. I was watching Kelsey, obviously, with the...
Yeah, because you had fantasy implications, I'm assuming.
No. And also, I don't want to play fantasy football anymore.
You can't do this midway through.
I'm 3 weeks in, and I don't want to play anymore.
You can't do this at week three. You got to stick it out. I told you not to do it. You don't listen to me. Do not listen to me, do you?
It's not even that my team's bad. It's just that they refuse to win.
Okay, so you had Peterson, I know. So he had a good week.
Mm-hmm.
Who else did you have?
I had people who got me points this week. But unfortunately, who I didn't have, a wide receiver who got 40 points.
Ouch.
Like my competitor.
Yeah. See. And then the other thing I'm not a big fan of is the injuries. When you're stranded with these guys for a frickin' year with injuries, it's not fun. That's why I recommend daily and daily leagues.
I recommend everyone just starts playing fantasy soccer. It's apparently really easy. I'm still well within the 99 percentile for a guy who's never played this before.
I think it's because there's only like 20 people playing.
No, it's not true. There's,
I believe that there's only 20 people playing.
I believe there's about 4 billion people playing.
4 billion.
Mm-hmm.
All internationals who don't have computer access somehow got to a library that one time and forgot to set the rest of their lineup. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying that.
I think that's what it is. I think that's actually the truth.
I'm just looking, and I'm seeing that I'm not that bad at this. And I think that maybe people at home who are bad at fantasy football, like me, even though, like, what, we've watched probably
more hours.
400,000 hours.
The problem is you watch real football, and then there's this thing called it's okay to deal with shitty players for fantasy. You know, I mean, look at Jeremy Maclin's. You know, I always say this, there's no such thing as garbage time. Well, there really isn't, in fantasy at least. But last night, he was doing shit. He was doing nothing, and then all of a sudden, you know, at the end, he turned it on. He gets what? What does he get? 8 catches, 141 yards, and a touchdown. That's just out of garbage.
Yeah, so. It happens sometimes.
So you're like, if he turned it on, you're like, ooh, Macklin's got no catches. He's been thrown through 3 times. Oh, looking good for me. You wake up the next day, you lost because that guy had Maclin, he just went off.
Yeah, and that's basically when you boil down the injuries. Like, fantasy football to a certain extent. Like, yes, I know there's skill, and now there's people at home who've been doing homework since the end of week 1 to figure out who the sleeper in week 8 is going to be. Like, I get it. You guys are – that's your thing.
It's just all luck.
But there is a certain amount of just, like,
okay,
complete and utter luck.
And then there's, you know, the amount of, okay, yeah, you did some homework and you figured it out.
Yeah, I mean, if you were like, yeah, I'm gonna do my first round pick. It's gonna be Gronkowski. I don't even need anybody else. That's gonna be my only player. You know, fine, whatever. Good for you. But if you did something like, you know, take Dez Bryant.
Yeah. Now you're eating shit. Like,
did you cut him because you knew in the future that his leg was gonna pop off?
Yeah.
I mean, he did so much research that it's he's like, oh, his legs do. His legs just do.
His legs do. Like,
no.
Die.
Shut up. It's a thing. Like, it's luck. It's luck. And you know what's not luck? Fantasy soccer.
You know what's not luck? Fantasy soccer and Andrew Luck. Bad. It's so bad. You know what's weird is, like, for the one time I was like, okay, he finally deserves my, you know, like, here, I'll give it to him. Here, this is you, Andrew Luck. You did great last year. For the longest time, I was sitting here going, you know, I don't think Andrew Luck's that great. We kind of just give it to him all the time and blah, blah, blah. Remember all those years I was saying that? Mm-hmm. It was like, because I don't like people just coming in the league and trying to, we just give it to him because he's young and, you know, he's just the greatest. He's just the greatest, you know, prospect that's ever touched a fucking football. Blah, blah, blah. But he's been looking pretty trashy. Now, I don't know if that's just the people around him, because I think his team around him is really awful. It's a true story.
Yeah, it's called the history of the Indianapolis Colts.
This is true.
They just, I don't get it. Like,
I don't think Peyton Manning's bringing that team back from the brink.
No, there's nobody. It's just, you've got nobody out there. But yet they spend money. They must spend money, right? Like,
yeah, they have to look at their front office guy. They trade for the Trent Richardson thing. They made all these veteran signings, and they're not panning out. So that front office guy's got to go. You got to go. When you got to go, you got to go.
You got to do something, because it's
the team's
I feel like they keep winning the lottery.
Yep.
And
maybe they're just trying to suck for another great first-round pick.
God. Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson. That's terrible. So, lots of teams are not where I thought. Ravens, probably not where I really thought. But you know what? At the same time, Eagles, I figured they'd be there. The Saints, man, they're right where you think they should be. And the Bears, like, wholesaling everything. Are right where they should, like, right where they should be, even without Jay Cutler.
Well, all I want to point out is that the AFC South is wide open. The 1-2 AFC South is wide open. I think Jacksonville Jaguars, this is their time to shine.
This is it, Jacksonville. You only get one time. Oh, you played the Patriots and got just mauled. Mauled. That was embarrassing on the Brady revenge tour. Then we got the Pittsburgh game, 12-6. Nothing like a 12-6 game.
I'm really thankful.
Losing Big Ben.
They'll be on Thursday Night Football this week, Josh.
Yeah.
Mike Vick.
Mike Vick returns
to
to play the game of football.
5-9 and 100 and no yards and 4 yards rushing.
So Michael Vick, he gets signed and he just knows Todd Haley's offense that well? I mean, it took Big Ben a while and even some arguments, apparently.
What is football?
Why would you call that?
I don't know, man. I think they
did not have a backup. Landry Jones was not worth it. You got Michael Vick starting. Weird. You know, 2 years ago, I'd be like, okay, yep, that's what you go with. You got to do it. Not so much anymore after we saw that disgustingness in the jet land. He doesn't even want to play football. I don't even know if he... Somebody might want to ask him if he wants to play. Is he just going to go out there and collect a check? Interesting.
I'm going to get you a jersey.
Oh, another Mike Vick jersey.
Yeah,
The only one that ever mattered was the Virginia Tech one. That's it. So if you're going to give me one, at least give me that one.
Maybe I can get you one that incorporates every team that he's played for. So it goes like there's the Virginia Tech line, and then yep. There's Atlanta,
and then
there's
Eagles.
It's like a jail stripe, and then there's like a Eagles, and then there's like a Jets. I'm gonna need like at least 7 jerseys, but I think it's gonna be something worthwhile.
Yeah,
and meaningful.
I'm waiting for somebody to say that you know who would have won that game. Tim Tebow would have won that game. Waiting for it.
Tim
Tebow would have won that game.
Make you feel better if I said it?
Tim Tebow would have won that game. Guess what? That's right. Happy birthday, Josh. Tim Tebow would have won that game.
I'm Tim Tebow.
I would have won that game in the fourth quarter.
Quarterback Tim Tebow's t-shirt is cooler than yours.
Hell yeah. Fucking his t-shirt's just so cool.
I miss Tim Tebow.
I don't. I'm glad he's gone.
All these folks who are missing Mac Brown and all these folks who are missing Tim Tebow.
Imagine a Mac Brown Tim Tebow.
Ooh.
Like getting the band back together. And even Meyer, Urban style. My God.
Man, I want a munchie meal.
Maybe Urban can say that he's got to take a break, focus on his family, and then sign with the NFL or something.
Yeah, what would be the next step up? Who's going to give him $10 million?
Yeah, I've got to work on my family.
Yeah, he's going to be like, it's going to be like when Dennis Erickson came to Idaho and was like, yeah, we're going to turn it around. And then I don't know what the record was. Let's just pretend it was terrible because it probably was.
So
then he goes, yeah, I'm going to go. All right, I'm going to get on this jet now. I'm going to go to Arizona State.
I'm waiting for Nick Saban to just go ahead and sign with Texas.
You mean University of.
Or fire Lane Kiffin.
I would settle for. No, you can't do that, Josh. We've been through that.
No.
That's some Rick and Morty shit. Like, that opens up a whole new universe of pain for us. President Lane Kiffin.
President of Alabama, Lane Kiffin. They fire Saban and they hire Lane Kiffin. That makes sense. That's how it's going to go down.
Nick Saban never works again. Which is kind of a win, honestly. Kind of a win.
For you. All right. That's going to do it. We're gonna be done now.
When I was young, I had dreams. But I was...
Now I was young. He was never young. He was like a born and then an adult, just like Jesus.
There was a time before Tim Tebow, and there was a time post-Tim Tebow.
There was a time Tim Tebow was born, and then Tim Tebow the adult. There was no childhood.
I don't believe you.
Just like Jesus.
The Google and the internet.
That's right.
Google and the internet.
Can't type.
Tim Tebow child.
See? No Tim Tebow child. No pictures.
apparently his birth in the Philippines was amazing.
His mom was going to have an abortion, I thought.
Yeah, so she clear. Yeah, I saw the commercial. I think she aired that on TV with Tim Tebow.
I don't know why he would air that.
It's a really awkward conversation between Aaron and a child.
Great. Can I go throw up now?